Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this morning. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Pansel. His message is entitled, It's Time to Spring into the Gospel. I don't know about you, but I am excited about this message today. So I ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Pansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Danielle. Happy Friday to you and your family. And happy Friday to everyone out there on our call this morning. We appreciate you joining us early this morning on March 19th, 2021. And I'd like to start out with a quote by Martin Luther King, and it says, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And we can think of that every single day with things happening here on earth. And I wanted to start today by telling you a little story. Brother Bradshaw on Wednesday had mentioned a gentleman that we're lucky to have on the call, Brother Benjamin Griffin, who actually provides our Grace Nurture message on Thursday. And Brother Bradshaw had told us that he is an author of Christian Living. Sorry, everyone, the call dropped, so thank you for hanging on and holding on. You know, the devil is always after us, so, hey, I wanted to start with that brief story. So Brother Bradshaw on Wednesday talked about Brother Griffin, who's actually on our call on Wednesdays, and he's an author of Christian Living. And the last 2 weeks, I had been preaching a message from his book, Christian Living. And I've not met Brother Griffin, so I didn't make the connection there. So I have a confession to make today. The last two lessons was coming from the book of this lovely, wonderful brother that we have on the call on Thursdays. So I am looking forward to meeting Brother Griffin one day. And I'm absolutely certain that he probably could have taught those lessons much better than I did. So, Brother Griffin, when you come to Atlanta, I'm going to break off a switch and make sure that you get to use it over here. So I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to preach lessons from your lovely resource that you provided to us so we all can learn and be better Christians. So I had to say that today. So since the call dropped, I'll go ahead and move on forward here with our lesson. It's time to spring into the gospel. And spring means to move or jump suddenly or rapidly upward or forward, to originate or arise from. It's a sudden jump upward or forward. And today it's time for action, opportunity, and change. We can all do these things. So I want to ask you, what type of soil are you working with? You can't go out and throw seed on the Georgia clay here or just clay where you live and expect something to grow. You can spread your seed on barren land. You can't spread your seed on barren land and expect something to grow. You know, we have to get the soil right, and that's what we're doing with Grace Nurture. We're tilling the soil every single day. In 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, it said, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So today I urge you to put some love in your gospel garden. And speaking of love, in 1 John 4:7-8, it said, dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, it says, "See, the winter is past and the rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land." Every one of you on this call is an earthly flower that has been planted here. And we all need watering from time to time. Sometimes what you're standing on is not fertile ground. So we have to move where we stand if we're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. In Matthew 6, verses 28 through 30, and it says, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?" So plant a little less worry in your gospel garden. In Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 22, it basically just sums up in a sentence here, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Plant some purpose in your garden. In Daniel 2 and 21, it says, "And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." So plant some understanding in your gospel garden. Our next verse comes from Genesis 8 and 22, and it said, "While the earth remaineth, seedeth and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." So these seasons that we are experiencing go on and on. Do you change with the season, or do you get stuck in one season? You know, sometimes people say, "Oh my God, it's so hot, man, I'll be glad when it cools off some," or "My gosh, it's so cold, I'll be glad when summer comes." So we have to change with the season. So plant some change in your garden. Sometimes you got to pull up the weeds, the vines, and break off the dead growth around what you've planted. Sometimes these things are people, and sometimes it's what we've collected in our mind that we need to shed. Every now and then, you got to take the trash out. In Galatians 6 and 9, it tells us, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And as we move to Acts 1 and 7, it says, "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." So bottom line, the Father's going to do what the Father wants to do when the Father wants to do it. In Psalms 1 and 3, it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf all shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." So what season are you in with your faith? This is the season people are planting all sorts of things: flowers, plants, trees, fruits, and vegetables. What are you planting in your gospel garden at this time? In Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, it says, "The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry." It's the same with my word in verse 11. "I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." And as we look over there in Exodus 12 and 2, it's what did the Lord tell Moses and Aaron while the Israelites were still in the land of Egypt? "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." So they were asked to take special care of the animals and divide them up according to the size of each family. So plant some special care in your garden. And as we move over to our last verse here in 1 Peter 1, verses 7. So truly be glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold, so when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So, my friends, it's time to spring into the gospel. We have all sorts of things we can plant in our garden, but plant the things the Lord wants you to plant, and you will receive the harvest. So if you would bow with me today in a word of prayer. Father, we pray for each and every family represented on this call. We know there's struggles with health. We know there's struggles with protecting ourselves from this pandemic. There's challenges with just operating our church functions to make sure that we're able to continue to provide our ministries to the lovely Christians that are trying to improve their faith and live in their faith each day and want to continue to be closer to you in everything they do. We pray today for the families that were affected by the spa shootings, that you will help their families heal, Lord. Senseless violence has no place in this world. We know these things happen from time to time, Lord, but let us band together as brothers and sisters and as men and women and as humans. We are all humans, no matter what we look like, and we know we've got to fight these battles here on earth. We pray for those who've lost their jobs at this time, that they may be able to get employment as soon as possible so they can provide for their families. We pray for everyone who's traveling out there, for traveling grace, no matter where they go or how far they go when they leave their home. And we thank you for this day on the 19th. We thank you for all the ministers on this program. Thank you for the success of this program. And without you, it cannot be successful, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, and we lift everyone up to you in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.
I pray to the Lord, my soul is with me. on, baby.